Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Bless Instead of Curse, already in progress.
If there's ever a time you need to learn to bless the opponent, it's now. When you pray, please don't speak a curse upon them. They're already cursed enough. Speak blessings, you know, speak good things. Speak what the Word of God says. But let's listen to what Dave was telling us this today. Let's realize we are sons. We're daughters of God. When I look at people that say, like, for instance, during the campaigns, there was bad things said about everybody. But they said something like, well, Donald Trump can't even run his own family, so how could he possibly run the United States of America? I looked at that and I listened to that and I thought, you know, I don't know whose eyes they're looking at Donald Trump through. But I'm looking at a man that's got a beautiful family, and every one of them, whether it be male or female, that come up and said something about their dad, it was nothing but good. And they talked about how good dad does things and how wonderful he is. Now, if you've got a 4, 5, or 6 children and a wife, and all of them have nothing except good to say about you, and it's a confirmed fact, like that man, that one man, the older gentleman, he said, my wife and I was crossing one of the bridges in New York one day, and there was a big limo parked in the side of the road. And so we stopped to help. And he said, you know, most people in New York, nobody stops to help nobody do nothing. And that's true. I've lived in New York, and I can tell you that's true. You don't stop to help nobody because you may get killed. But anyway, this older couple stopped. And it happened to be Donald Trump. They really didn't know who he was, but they asked him if they could drive him somewhere or help him. And so he let them do it, and they did. And of course, he got their name and address, said, I'd like your name and address. And they said, okay. So they he said, thank you. That's all I need. Just, you know, you said thank you. That's good enough. In a few days, the man got a note from his mortgage company that a man had come in and paid off his mortgage. And the man happened to be Donald Trump. Now, does that sound like a nice guy? Would you like to have a man that has that kind of compassion as President of the United States? I would, but the Vice President, I mean, the other day he said, you know, boy, this is the kind of President you want to have, or Vice President you want to have. He said, first thing, I am a Christian. I love the Lord Jesus Christ. I thought, man, this is my kind of guy. I can live with this guy. I can love with this guy. I can work with this guy. I can do great things with this man. I can speak blessings over this guy. You know, but the thing about it is, we have got things coming, and we want to be obedient to what the Master is saying. We want to bless people. Try to diligently think. And I'm going to have to work on this diligently myself, because it's so easy to curse somebody when you don't like them. Y'all know what I mean? You know, I mean, I love my wife and I don't want to curse her, but I've even said statements, that, you know, bad things that I shouldn't have said about her. And I'm sure she said one or two about me too. But that's when... Yes, Lord, I repent too. I repent. But the thing about it is, if you'll say something like that against your mate that you really do love, how easy is it to say something like that against somebody that you don't even care for at all? But I don't like being sick, do you?
No.
In fact, Paula was telling me a while ago when she walked in back there, she said, Pastor, I've got to tell you, yesterday, for the last 3 days, she has worked in her yard. She has put out flowers. She has done all kinds of stuff. She has worked and carried those 40-pound bags of mix and stuff. And she has worked like a little horse. And she said, I feel good. I'm not even sore or nothing, and everything's working perfect. And she said, just a few months ago, I could not have done this. She said, for 20 years, I couldn't do this. But now that I'm healed, she said, being healed is wonderful. Yes. Praise the Lord. But you see, you have to learn to walk in love, don't you? God don't care who you are. He commands you and me as his children to walk in love. He said, this is the way you shall know my children, by their love one for another. So, you know, when your mate does something, like we said there a while ago, you forgive them 490 times a day. But when your mate, and I'm really working on this, and Cheryl does too, though. When my mate says anything, or she may not even say anything. She may just be working out there, working like a little horse, on wrapping presents or whatever. And so I walk by and I grab her by the hips and turn her around and kiss her on the cheek. I want her to know I love her. And I do that pretty often. You know, so did God tell me to do that? Yes. You know, sometimes we think, well, she's busy. She don't have time for me. But regardless, I can always stop and give her a kiss, can't I, Tony? Yeah, I can always stop and give my wife a kiss. We need to really, really, really dwell on blessing everybody. I mean, when you pray, please don't curse anybody, whether it be the Clintons or the Bushes or... It's easy. It's easy to curse them. It's hard to bless them. But the Lord did not say that you'll be known by your fruit if you curse somebody. He said you'll be known by your fruit of blessing. You need to bless. Bless, bless, bless. I believe, I heard a story here a while back that was from Africa, one of the wildest stories I've ever heard about healing. There was a guy down there, a black guy, and he was a good Christian young man. And one of these other groups that was not Christian at all, they called him out on the street and they beat him within an inch of his life. I mean, just beat him to a pulp. The police, of course, finally got there. They took him to the hospital and everything, and they didn't think at first he was going to live. He was beat up so bad. And the chief of police wanted him to sign. They realized who these men were, and they were going to put them away. And they wanted him to sign a document saying that they could go pick him up and put him in jail. And he says, no, I'm a Christian and God commands me to forgive. The chief of police said, but sir, these people nearly killed you. We need to lock them up. He said, they'll do this again to somebody else. He said, sir, all I know is the Bible they give me said forgive. So he said, it also says to pray a blessing over them. So give me a piece of paper that I can sign that says, I forgive them for everything they did to me, and I speak a blessing of health and prosperity upon them in Jesus' precious name. And the chief thought he was crazy. But he wouldn't have it no other way. He said, this is what the Word says. Now, is that what the Word says? Forgive and bless? Yes, but why do we not do it? But he did it. I mean, he stood his ground and he blessed those people. He forgave those guys. And he said, Chief, I want you to take this to them and tell them that I forgive them. I do not hold anything against them and that I love them because I'm a believer in Jesus Christ. And he told me to forgive. The chief thought he was crazy, but he tucked that thing. They went and found these guys. And the chief said, I want you boys to know if it was left up to me, I'd put you boys away. But this guy that y'all beat up, he wouldn't have it because he says he's a Christian. He loves Jesus, and Jesus said for him to forgive. So he wants y'all to know he's going to forgive y'all and hold nothing against you, and he's going to pray a blessing upon you. And those guys couldn't believe either what they heard. Those guys said, if that guy is for real, then we need what he's got. And every one of them accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And after the guys accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, the chief went back to the hospital to tell the guy what happened. And they was releasing him from the hospital, and he didn't have a mark or a bruise on his body. He had been completely healed. Is that an awesome story? I mean, awesome. I thought, God, you really mean what you say in your word. Wow. You know, you just don't think about that. And of course, the other day on a Sid Ross show, I saw a story that I've never seen another one like this on Sid Ross. I mentioned this to Scott and Kim when, after I saw it. And I think y'all saw that, didn't you? But there was a mother. When we talk about the sin, sickness, relationship that so many people don't believe works at all, just like forgiving, you know, I mean, these guys couldn't come to know Jesus just because this guy forgave them. But they did. And so that tenderness, that love, covered a multitude of sins. But this little boy, which was about this big, 10, 12 years old, 14, whatever, he was at home with his two sisters. His mother told him, "Now, son, I'm going to the grocery store. I'll be gone about an hour. Don't go outside. Stay in the house." Okay, that's a direct command from mother for the boy to stay in the house. Well, the two girls, they didn't have no problems. They were playing, doing something. They were in the house. But the little boy, you know, boys, their mind runs a little different than girls. And, you know, he's run out of something to do in the house real quick. And so he walked out on the front porch, and there's a jug laying there. And so he said, "Oh, there's a jug, so you don't play football." You know, so he kicks the jug around. He goes all around the yard kicking the jug and stirring it up and everything. And he has no idea what's in the jug. Finally, after he kicked it around, really shook it around good, he decided to take the cap off to see what was in it. And it was muriatic acid. It was under pressure, sitting out there in the sun. He screwed the lid off of it. When he screwed the lid off, muriatic acid went, blinded him, couldn't see. He started screaming. His sisters come out, saw what had happened. They called mother. Mother come home. Mother did something I've never seen another mother do in my life. Never. She said, "Son, the reason that blew up on you is because you disobeyed my commands. I commanded you to stay in the house. You broke my authority. You did not do what I said, and that's what gave the devil legal right to do what he did, to blind you and to put your eyes out and to put all this burns all over your face because you did not obey me."
You have been listening to Thurman Scribner of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled "Bless Instead of Curse," or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.